Welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. You just missed one heck of a George Pickens interview. He was on with us. He's excited about what's coming up this season, and you can go back and listen with the Odyssey app or Twitch or on YouTube, Dallas Fan Cam. But that was great. You know, it's always cool when you get a chance to talk with a superstar player, but it's like 100 times better when it actually hits, you know, and he's enjoying it and you're enjoying it, and you know, the vibes are good and the conversation's strong. So a salute to George for making that happen for us. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214-817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. It's time now, though, for the Chris Young Show here, brought to you by Anheuser-Busch and PlayScore. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
Hey, guys. I'm well. How are you all?
Well, we're doing outstanding. Congratulations on getting this thing turned around. It's been a lot of fun to watch. I just want to get right to it, though. You know, what's the updated outlook for you guys here at the trade deadline?
Well, you know, we'll continue to monitor the market as we always do. And it's our job as a front office to try to give this team the best chance to win. But I think most importantly, we feel really good about the group we have. You know, we got Sam Haggerty back. We got Jock back. We'll be getting Jake Berger back. We'll get Chris Martin back. And at some point, you know, hopefully late August or September, the hope is to get Tyler Mahle back. That timeline's a little less certain. But those are all great additions to our team. And so I think I've said this before and I'll say it again, the best improvements that we can make to our team are to get the best out of our own guys and to keep them healthy. So we're, you know, very happy with the way the homestand went. We're happy with where the team is, and you know, but we are going to continue to look for ways to improve it. But I have extreme confidence in the group we have.
I love that. That's got to be a great position to negotiate from, because you don't feel like you have to do something. See, why am I reading that right?
Well, the trade deadline's a tricky time, and I'll just sort of explain it to everybody. In a way that was explained to me my rookie year when I was with the Rangers, and Buck Showalter came in our clubhouse, and there was a lot of chatter in the clubhouse about who we were going to get or who we were looking for. And Buck made a very good point. He said, for us to add anybody to this team means somebody in here has to go. And so I'm very sensitive to the fact that I love the guys we have. I believe in the group we have, and I never want to see anybody go. That said, I also have a responsibility to try to make the team as good as possible. And so we're going to look at it, but I am sensitive to the group we have, and I do believe in the group we have. And I think it speaks to the talented roster that we put together at the beginning of the season. But, you know, is that going to get us to the finish line? We have to make that decision.
When you look at now the playoff structure, I mean, how has this third wild card now changed things and maybe actually made the deadline more challenging, because you might have more teams now that still feel, hey, yeah, we got a shot at this thing?
Yeah, I think in a sense that it has had that impact, that more teams are alive and more teams feel like they have a chance, and so they're hanging in there or waiting till closer to the deadline to make decisions. So you know, I can't speak to how it was maybe 10 years ago. I just know in the last couple of years, things have happened kind of closer to the deadline and right up to the deadline. So, you know, the third wild card, I think, has been great for the game. I think we've all seen, you know, we got in as a wild card in 2023, and it allowed us to go on and win the World Series. So the more teams in, you know, in a lot of ways, the better. And it's the team that gets hot at the right time that has the chance. So just getting in the dance is half the battle.
You got to still be thinking division at this point with all the games you've trimmed in the last month, though, right?
Yes, and that's the unique thing about baseball, is that, you know, we've had this stretch where we've played really good baseball, and it just coincides with the stretch where Houston has kind of cooled off a little bit, and we've made up a lot of ground. There's nothing to say that we couldn't have had a hot stretch and Houston continue to play, you know, play well, or even .500 baseball, and we would not have made up as many games. So, given the way the homestand went and the timing, it's just one of those unique things to baseball that we've made up a lot of ground in a short period of time. And but we have to continue playing good baseball. This is just my hope, is this is kind of the beginning of what we are as a team, and we're going to continue to improve and get better, and that we're going to peak at the right time here. But this is exactly what we expected coming into the season. And while it's taken us a little while to get there, I'm very, very excited about what we've seen, and we're going to just keep marching forward one game at a time.
Hey, Chris, you know, it's a really important road trip for you with the games in Anaheim and then the games at the four games against Seattle. And it, there's been some kind of, you know, kind of a house of horrors a little bit at Seattle. Any different approach, or is it, hey, do we need to adjust this from previous games that you played there this season? Anything different are you thinking about going into that series?
Well, I don't want to look too far ahead because we're facing an Anaheim team that's really solid, and that we split with over four games a few weeks ago in Anaheim, and we're going back there for three games, and so we've got our work cut out for us with that. And then when we get on to Seattle, we're going to have our work cut out. It's a tough place to play. They've got a great pitching staff. Their offense is doing well. They made a big trade for first baseman that's improved their lineup. So we'll have our work cut out. But the reality is there are no easy games on any right. given day in the big leagues. You're facing a professional team, and if you don't play your best baseball, you can lose. And so for us, it's about really just playing our style of play, continuing to do the things that we've done well over the homestand into the road trip. And if we do that, I am confident that we'll come away with a lot more wins than losses.
Five series victories in a row, two sweeps. I wanted that grand slam for Jock Peterson so bad. Wasn't meant to be. What'd you think of his return, his quality at bats?
Jock, I mean, yeah, there was obviously a little bit of rust there, and it's hard to miss that much time and to have a shortened rehab and to jump right back in and to be mid-season form. It's going to take him a little bit of time, but we know that. We understand that. And the beauty of our team right now is that we've got a number of other players going well. And I thought one of the best parts of yesterday's game was Wyatt Langford coming through with the big double with the bases loaded after Jock struck out there and picked his teammate up. And I think that was something that we were missing a little bit at the beginning of the season. It magnified some of the struggles of certain guys, and seeing Wyatt pick him up, I think kind of just eased the pain of maybe Jock coming back into the lineup and not being in midseason form. And so he's going to get there. There's no doubt in my mind that Jock will get there, but it takes time. And if we could have sent him on as many rehab games as we wanted, he wasn't going to face the quality of pitching that he'll see in the big leagues. So there is just an adjustment period he's got to go through here at the big leagues. But that adjustment is much easier if the guys around him are hitting.
It's been Young and Langford recently, but you guys have seen so many guys have these breakthroughs or this reverse of trend over the last 6 weeks or so. Is there anything that's common in the breakouts, or is there a playbook that you guys go with, or is it different for every player?
Well, there are little subtle differences player to player, but I think by and large as a team, it's just this collective mentality and trust that the teammate in front of them or behind them is going to get the job done if they don't. So it takes a little bit of the pressure off. And two, just the collective commitment to winning the game and doing what it takes to win, whether that's moving a runner over, whether it's stealing a base, putting a ball in play, a sacrifice fly. And when you think of it from a team standpoint, you take some of the pressure off yourself having to be the hero in the moment, that you can just go up there and simply do your job. And your job may be just passing the baton or not chasing or drawing a walk, whatever it is. But that collective mentality to me is the most critical aspect of our team approach. And I think it takes a lot of the pressure off the guys when they know, the guy behind me is going really well. And if I don't get the job done, that's okay. He'll get it done for me.
It was awesome to see John Gray back on the mound. How impressive is what he's done and being able to fill just a variety of roles, the selflessness, and of course the hair, in which he has not cut his hair since winning the World Series there, CY?
The hair is very impressive. I'll start with that. It's very impressive. And my hope is that it maybe helps him hide the ball a little bit on his delivery. That hitters,
there you go.
Hitters get distracted there. But John he's got versatility that really is so valuable to our organization, to our pitching staff, and his ability to perform in multiple roles, whether we would have confidence in him pitching leverage at the end of a game, middle relief and length like we saw this weekend, or, of course, starting, which he's been extremely successful over the course of his career. But the versatility really protects our pitching staff in a number of ways. I thought in part we won Saturday's game because of the efforts of John and what he was able to do. Sean Armstrong came in after and pitched great as well. But you know, John's versatility saved the rest of the pen, and it was huge for us. So we won that game and you know, the series on Saturday night because of John's effort, and it was really, really neat to see, and it's great having him back.
The way Saturday's game came together and was successful, and the 8-1 win on Sunday was like, you know, maybe get you more confidence, but that win on Saturday just gave me the feeling that, hey, you know, this group is believing in itself once again and figuring out ways to just get the job done, whatever it takes. It was very exciting.
Yeah, I agree with you. I thought it was a character win. I thought it was a win where we showed a lot of fight and just found a way and came from behind late in the game against a very good reliever and tied the game and then won it in extra innings. And especially after seeing Marcus get hit in the face, stay in the game and really just sort of embody and personify the traits that we want in our players. I mean, Marcus, that was incredible to wear one in the face like he did and then to finally get the opportunity late in the game and get the game-winning hit. It was just really, really great satisfaction, you know, for the team and I think for him personally. And a win that certainly we hope to build off. And I just thought it was a great character win as a team. And like I said, I think those wins are important to bring guys together and create that winning spirit.
Okay, my final question for you. How's the outlook for Sporzy now?
Josh is doing well. He had a rehab game yesterday. The velocity continues to improve. He's kind of settling in, getting his command, getting some bad swings on his breaking ball. So we're seeing some really positive trends. You know, we want to see the stuff continue to increase. It's hard as you come off shoulder surgery. It takes a little bit of time to get your velocity back and the quality of your stuff. But he's trending the right direction, and I probably should have listed him earlier as an internal addition that we will get back hopefully at some point. But I don't know the exact timeline, but he is making progress.
I love it. Chris Young, thank you so much for your time. Have a great week. Can't wait to see what you do, and give him hell. We'll be pulling for you.
Thanks so much, guys. Good talking to you.
Salute. There he goes, Chris Young here in the G-Bag Nation, president of baseball operations, brought to you by PlayScore and Anheuser-Busch. They're talking a high-leverage arm, right-handed bat. Thought the follow-up answer that he gave me on the trade deadline was very interesting. It's just not the time you want to be advertising to your guys what you're trying to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think
there's a lot of stress.
Yeah, these guys are trying to find their way to win games and stay on the 25, you know, and then now somebody might have to be, you know, put off. But man, he's the right guy because he's able to put feelings aside. I believe he is. He could say it, but as a former player, He knows that, like, this might be his one chance to, you know, even though he's got a World Series under his belt in 23, this might be his team is finally living up to where he believed. And now if he can make one more move, maybe that's the difference in putting him over the top that he needs.
I do believe he's shrewd and he's tough.
Yeah.
He also cares and he understands the player perspective.
The bottom line, it's about, hey, don't make it personal. Make it about trying to find ways to win games.
All right, so we went back-to-back there with you. George Pickens, then Chris Young. If you missed anything, you can go back and listen with the Odyssey app or the Dallas Fan Cam on YouTube, of course. Well, Chuck, what are we doing next?
All right, let's go a little around the training camps. Who made this year's 99 club? How do you say this player's name? And chewing on bark, that's next.